We're going to go ahead and turn in our Bibles to the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus. We're going to read in the 19th verse. It says, "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea." I ask this all the time, and most of the time it's sort of in a context when I ask that I'm just trying to get you to get excited about the goodness of God. But tonight I'm going to ask it in a little bit of a different way. The one thing I want to know from the front to the back, from the side to side, all around, upside down: church, are you blessed tonight? Do you know that you're blessed tonight? When I begin to count the blessings of God, my heart is overjoyed. I begin to be made full in spite of lack. And I begin to be happy in spite of sadness. My heart begins to be comforted in times when I'd be weak and weary. Every time that I'm in a place where I'm lost, God is my way out. If you don't know that you're blessed tonight, I hope that by the end of this message that you do. We'll go back into verse 19. "He went before the camp of Israel, and he removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them." Isn't it amazing that when a blessing is beginning to come to form for your life, then all of a sudden that God will go before you and behind you to begin to make preparation. There's some times in my life when I don't see it yet, and I'm in this place where I'm saying, God, when shall it come? Lord, when will I feel the peace of mind that I long for? And sometimes I don't even get to have that answer. But it's when I'm in the Holy Ghost, I just feel a barrier begin to rise up around me. One of the main signs that you'll begin to see that a blessing's on the way is when God's protection will begin to seal up any more attacks of the devil. I'm here tonight and I've got a barrier and a shield around me. I know that I may not see my blessing just yet. I don't know when it's going to come, but I know that the preparations are being made. There are things that are moving around in the heavenlies tonight. I don't see it just yet, but there is preparation that's being made. God begins to make preparation for what is to come. "For if we received the blessing before we were prepared, we could not handle the blessing that God would give us." A prime example of that is I wish sometimes that I could have a great lot of money. And God just bless me financially so I'm able just to pay off and to give and to do. But if God did not prepare me for the financial blessing, I would find myself in selfishness and not spending it the way that I was needing it before God. Sometimes we want a move from God, but we lack the preparation from God. Hallelujah, there's been some days where if I would have just waited a little longer, I would have known what it would have felt like to be at peace rather than trying to go my own way. There's plenty of services that get away from us because we don't allow the preparation of the Holy Ghost as it'll begin to move. I feel like preaching in here tonight. There's some days where if I would have just waited a little longer, I would have felt the joy of the Lord. Verse 20, "And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night." Enemy might be beating you up tonight, but when the preparation of God has been made, there is something amazing that begins to happen. Something begins to rise up between the same old thing that you'd heard day after day after day. All of a sudden, it is of none effect to your spirit. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but isn't it amazing that the very thing that God would bless you with is the very darkness that will destroy the enemy from even being able to be near you? Not just close by, but not even being able to get within an arm's reach. Isn't it amazing that when we let God prepare us for what it is that He wants to do, sometimes we just don't want to wait, but if we will endure, all of a sudden you'll realize the hand of
of God will begin to rise up in your situation. And that blessing that you, I'm getting ahead of myself, that blessing that you would receive will be the very power that you'll need to overcome. When the devil begins to try to rise up, you'll be in as much of a power of God that when he tries to rage, you won't even know. You won't even feel it. You won't even feel it coming nearby your way. Your mind might have been troubled last night, but if you let God take it, you won't even feel, or you won't even hear the attacks that the devil would bring upon you. If you know that you're blessed, then you know that the devil can only come so far. He has a barrier that when God draws his hand and says that's enough, then you will be at peace. There is a peace in God. Help me preach tonight. There is a peace in the Holy Ghost. I got to slow down. I'm not doing this justice. Not the way that God gave it to me. The very thing, hear this tonight. This is the message. The very increase, the very peace, the very love that God gives you is the same weapon that will be used to destroy the attacks of Satan. God, I need power. I need power, Lord. I need dominion. I need dominion. But yet we already, most of the time, possess the very weapon that we need to overcome. Church, that's the message tonight. Sometimes if you just knew just what you had inside, and you just went to your meal barrel tonight, and you grabbed hold of what God's given you, then you would have enough power. No matter what the devil would try to do, you'd not only put him on the run, but you'd begin to stop listening day after day to the same old thing. So we may not see it, but the one thing that we know is that we are blessed, and we possess the power by the gift of the Holy Ghost to overcome every attack of the devil. There is nothing tonight that God has not given you that is not enough. There is not enough attacks of the devil that could come that when you believe in yourself, when you believe in what God has placed inside of you, it is enough to win. I'm so tired of getting by. I'm so tired of just getting through it. I want to win. I've been saying that to God. Lord, I've went 4 and 5 years having the devil attack my ministry and trying to persuade me of this and persuade me of that. And just when you get on the good path before God, there's just something that tries to kick you over in the ditch. And some days I just thank God, help me, Lord, to be a winner. God, help me to realize just how victorious that I am. And he opened up this word to me, and he spoke to my spirit when I was driving to work. He said, son, if you just knew what you had was enough to overcome when the devil would begin to attack, my lips begin to open up. I don't care if you're on Highway 9 or Highway 63. If you will realize just how blessed that you are, you'll let God take control. Somebody in this place tonight needs to believe in themselves and know that what they've got is enough. Oh, if you just dug down in your barrel tonight, you may have came in feeling like you were empty, but dig down in there with me tonight. Dig down in your heart and say, you know what? There's something in here. The devil may have persuaded me that I don't have it, but when I get a hold of it, he's not only not going to touch me, but I'm not even going to know that he's nearby. I know that we experience attacks from Satan. We do all the time, but there is a victory to be had. I was on a merry-go-round for a long time. One day I'd be up, the next I'd be down. One day I'd come in and preach the fire, the next day I didn't even have the willpower to say the word fire. One day I'd listen to gospel singing and it'd stir my heart, the next day I'd turn it up. When we get in these patterns of not realizing the strength that we had from within, we will allow so many attacks that we're not even meant to get that close. It starts out just by humoring a little thought of, oh, I'm not good enough. Just a little petty thought. It doesn't even start with a great big wave of something. But the more and more that we give ear to the attack and the intents of the devil, and we humor what he's trying to say, he begins to near in closer and closer. Don't you know that if the children of Israel would have began to slow down and not believe that they were going out from where they were at, that Pharaoh would have got closer and closer and would have began to near unto them, and fear would have began to rise up in their spirit? How many of us have been afraid when you've tried to open up your heart and obey God. How many of us have felt the pursuit of Pharaoh tonight? But I want you to know that through the Spirit, through the power of the Holy Ghost, there's only so far that he can come. He'll still pursue you, but he cannot touch you when you believe and trust in the hand of a God.
Verse 21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. What a mystery it is to walk through something that was wet and without a pathway, to have it opened up to you, for it to be a protection to you, and to walk on ground that it was not meant to be. Help me preach this, Lord. I'm glad that God, even when I can't see the way of escape and the pathway through, all of a sudden, he begins to speak to me. It's not a complicated thing. He didn't have Moses stand there all night long and do a rain dance or a wind dance or do anything crazy. But he just began to deal with his heart to do that simple thing that God knew that he was able to do. And in that moment when he began to wholeheartedly surrender to God's will and obey him, all of a sudden he began to see the seas become something that he never saw in his lifetime. I don't see sometimes the way that God provides, but I know that this is for somebody. If I don't see it, but if I'll just obey him, he'll open up a way where it'll not only be a pathway through, but it'll be dry ground, going completely against the odds, going completely against what the doctors would say, going completely against what everybody would tell you. It didn't have to be dry ground, Daryl. It could have been that moist sand and been uncomfortable. Have you ever tried to walk on wet sand? You'll start out like this and your feet will get dirty. And if your feet were covered in moisture for an extended period of time, they'll begin to rot that way. People in the army have to change their socks all the time if they're in areas that have a lot of water, because their feet will begin to be infected and have sores put upon them. And it's a very painful thing to walk with sores. So when you consider the mystery of dry ground, you have to consider that God cared for them enough. If you don't see a sign of God's love for our well-being right there, just get a hold of it. They didn't have to walk on dry ground, but God loved them enough where when they stepped out on the first step, that it didn't have to be uncomfortable, but it was a way out that they were able to say, you know what, this isn't just some happenstance path that I came across, but this is a way that God had opened up to me. Help me, Lord. Verse 23. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in that morning, watched the Lord, looked unto the host of the Egyptians, saw where they were, through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, so that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. We're going to come back there and talk about boldness, but I'm going to keep reading for a second. And the Lord said unto Moses, we're going back to obedience. See this tonight. Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. So the Egyptians began to have pursuit upon them. They saw the pathway that God had made. God didn't close it before they got in it. When I read this, I see that when I'm going through the way, there will be suffering that the devil will try to bring, even on the dry ground. Oh, my, my. I'm going to preach now. The enemy will be in the midst of good services and tread in the dry ground with you. But the difference of what separates a child of God going towards the will of God and the enemy is the intent of the heart to follow God. Moses got to the other side of that sea and once again was called upon to obey.
Stretch forth, Moses. Do what you know to do. Before his hand went up in the air, the enemy was traveling on that dry ground, and people that have a relationship with God but are in and out of the will of God will walk on dry ground, but all of a sudden the wheel will spring off the side of it. Fear begins to set in inside of the heart of one who will transgress the truth of God's word. I never saw this like this before. A wheel will come off. Fear will begin to rise in our heart. And that which is our way and our direction to pursue, to keep things in bondage, come on now. Pharaoh's intent was to take them back to the same bondage they came out of. The enemy has no other intentions for you by stealing, killing, and destroying it is to put you in bondage. Whether it's to make you feel down in your spirit, whether it's to leave you feeling like that you're too ill to live, it is his intentions to bind you. But let's talk about spiritual boldness for a minute. It had to take a faith from a man that didn't have the ability to cause the waters to close up, but just a willing heart to believe in what he had inside, stretching forth his hand over something that God had done, knowing it wasn't his will or his own works, but believing that God had sent him as a leader. God has called you to be over people around you as a leader unto them, your loved ones, your family, your friends, your co-workers, and all God wants. He doesn't want you to try to knock back their waters and try to make a way for them. He just wants you to obey him as what he's given you in your heart. I remember the first time I ever preached, it felt like such a mess in my heart, but I began to see things in my life begin to be transformed. The job I didn't have yet was still being prepared. All I did was offer my heart, and God opened up a door that I never would have thought had come. And as I've continued on in the ministry of God, there's been days where I turned around and maybe I could have saw Pharaoh's people back there trying to come back and to put me back in the same captivity I came out of. But then God, just in time, spoke unto that willing servant and said, "Will you stretch forth your hand?" And they were, the enemy not only was in a state of not being as functional as they could, or God would have not otherwise took the wheel off. They were not able to attack the same way that they were. And fear began to set in. And this was a demonstration of God's power to make the enemy tremble, even in the midst of suffering. Hallelujah. If you don't get a hold of that tonight, I hope you do, because there's a blessing right there. When you know and without a doubt in your heart that you're following the will of God, even though the devil may try to attack you, if you will just do what he's called you to do, don't try to go and stir up the waters. God will take care of that. Hallelujah. Sometimes we'll sing so hard to try to get the presence of the Lord moving. But if you would just open up your heart and let God speak to you, you'd have an experience that the song would have never gave you. I love to sing and I love to be stirred by a song. But if my heart is not listening to what God would have, the waters will remain as a stumbling block unto me. The waters would have never parted were there not any obedience unto what God spoke. So we can preach all night, but without hearing the voice of God to minister, the waters will not open up. Same goes for singing, teaching, witnessing, any act of God that will bring an attack upon the devil's attacks has to be done by hearing the voice of God. Oh, the waters will part so easy. Oh, man, I feel the stirring inside of my belly tonight. The waters will open up for you tonight. Oh, I know some of us may be shy and may feel a little backward or feel a little awkward when we're trying to embrace the Spirit. But God would never put on you anything more than you could bear, but provided a means and a way of escape for you, that by believing in him, you will then begin to be a new creature. So as you feel the presence of God, open up your mouth and talk to him. Open up your heart and begin to believe in who you are. You are such a blessed people tonight. You have it so well. I'm not talking about your monetaries, and I'm not talking about your possessions. You have it so good. Why? Because you possess a knowledge in a truth that will give you power over every devil. It will not only do that, but through the Spirit, give you boldness to cause the enemy to tremble. Now I know some of us, when we encounter sickness, will begin to be afraid. But God never intended us to be in fear, but He intended for us to rise up in boldness as given by the anointing, and to speak to the same sickness, the same way that the host begin to look back at Pharaoh's camp and put fear in them. If we don't begin to put fear in cancer will begin to take over our generation even greater than it is today. Do I have anybody that believes that God's a healer of cancer? Hallelujah. You've got to believe it. And when you follow the will of God, you might be speaking to somebody and say, cancer, get thee hence. But if you will obey Him, you'd be surprised how those waters would move for somebody else.